Well, it's a great pleasure, and we're honored to have Xiaodong Wang here today, and appreciate your giving us an interview for this project. That's exciting. Basically, we'd like to start off by asking you the same question we've asked, I think maybe the only question we've asked everybody, otherwise it's pretty free form, which is, how did you get into this business? How did you get into speech and language?
Wow, that's a... Let me see, was in 90, after I just got my bachelor, mm-hmm. I was in China.
And where did the bachelor's come from?
And I graduated from Hunan University, yes, in my hometown. Mm-hmm. And I went to Tsinghua University in Beijing for my mm-hmm. master degree. So at that time, we just got Apple II. It was very hard to create any Chinese document. And then we received the IBM PC XD in 82. That was 82.
In 82.
Yeah.
So that was very new.
That was very, very new. And mm-hmm. so for the Chinese computing industry at that time, also the research community, how to make computing easier for Chinese users was a big deal. And I remember the Prime Minister at that time mm-hmm. really just, you know, made this a high priority for the Chinese research community. So speech was really, you know, a dream. Mm-hmm. My colleague at that time really had together. So that's how I got into speech. So speech was my master thesis, PhD thesis. Mm-hmm. Since 1982, I have been doing speech, you know, from China and then Scotland, the US, from university to the company.
Right, so you've done the cross global. You've done Asia and Europe and
that's
the
right.
U.S.
Yes.
You've gone from academia to industry. Mm-hmm. Yet you haven't done the government piece yet.
Was funded by government.
Was funded by government.
both the UK, you know, in Edinburgh, mm-hmm. also at the same CMU, I was kind of paid by the government.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
By three governments. Yeah, three governments. Well, why don't we go back closer to the beginning of this process? So now we've spanned, you know, basically mm-hmm. the last 33 years in one fell swoop. And so starting back in Beijing, so you got an XT in 82.
And actually, the first computer I had using speech was Apple II.
Okay, and so what speech were you doing on the Apple II?
And we did the command control using Apple II with about 100 words with command control mm-hmm. isolated. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, with 16K memory.
Right.
Yeah.
And so what resources did you use with the Apple II to do that?
And you didn't have a floppy disk.
Right.
So the program was stored on the tape, cassette tape.
Cassette tape, right.
And so I was using assembly. Mm-hmm. Writing everything, mm-hmm. and we couldn't even afford to use DDW at that time. Mm-hmm. So we did the pre-warping of the mm-hmm. linear and the frequency spectrum. So we built the hardware, put that into the Apple II, mm-hmm. and that was basically a filter bank. And then we did the pre-warping of the signal given the template. Then we did a very simplified DDW-like speech recognition.
Right. So, I mean, this was not a real-time system.
It was real-time.
It was a real-time
system. Real-time.
So
yes.
Now, the Apple II, I know, did not come with an audio interface.
Yeah.
So what did you do for the audio interface?
As I said, we had a special hardware.
Oh, you had special hardware.
Yeah, we built a filter bank.
A filter bank,
yeah.
And then...
So microphone so amplifier.
A microphone
yeah,
amplifier
yeah,
into,
yeah.
preamp
right.
into
yeah.
the filter bank
right.
and then into the Apple.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. And so when we got the IBM PC XT, I was so happy.
Mm-hmm.
I got a floppy disk, not just floppy, also hard disk. I don't need to go and rewind the cassette, find the program. Mm-hmm. And I was also able to use USSD Pascal. Because,
uh-huh.
you know, in the school,
oh,
the
yes.
data structure class, you know, we were taught using Pascal. So that was almost like a godsend.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Then we developed a 1,000-word vocabulary system.
Mm-hmm.
And we used the TMS 320.
Yes.
And I programmed the front end,
mm-hmm.
MFCC, LPC analysis on that.